This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN.
On Tiwi.
And Ray Rowe.
Ray Rowe.
Thank you. ENN tonight, on this Friday, draft edition, is brought to you by our friends at Sloman's and Casa Noble. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
I actually got to go over and check out the Chiefs and see Andy Reid and meet some of their guys, so that was a lot of fun, too.
What, they're in Toronto?
No, we're in Kansas City.
It's certainly not one for the resume tape.
Don't forget about this moment you had during that interview, too.
I mean, I guess maybe a little surprise.
How am I a Yonkers boy?
Oh, what was that?
That was an uncomfortable segment for Aaron.
Don't worry, it wasn't just you. Let's say good evening to Don as well.
Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You're the only one that's been perfect on the show, Peter.
Well, we still have 25 minutes of ENN, so, or maybe 22 minutes, depending who you ask. Let's say good evening to Michael one more time.
You put sauce in Yonkers.
And let's say good evening to Don one more time.
I don't get naked when I enjoy sports.
And good evening to myself. The oily hips. I don't like that at all. And good evening to myself again. Kayvon Thibodeau Diao.
Hi.
I mean, what are the odds, guys? Honestly, what are the odds of two Thibodeaus in the same town? Tom Thibodeau Diao. Well,
we
Kayvon
Thibodeau or
Thibodeau Diao.
Hi.
Michael's committed to Thibodeau. I'm committed to Thibodeau.
Well, Andrew told me it was Thibodeau.
It's Thibodeau and Tibbs.
No, Andrew, the basketball coach.
I told you it was Thibodeau.
The football player's Tib.
Right.
Okay, so I was wrong again.
Thibodeau.
Maybe
we're
it's
not
time
gonna...
for me to go. Kevon, not Kayvon.
Kevon.
Right.
Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna
Andrew
get
Andrew's so done with me. You should hear him when he's just talking to me like he's disappointed in me. Like he wants to break up. I could hear it.
I don't think he's going anywhere. But no, you are obnoxious.
I am. What do you mean I'm obnoxious?
You heard me. Listen, in fact, it's so bad that if you listen here to Dan Lebatard, he said he wouldn't even go to your funeral.
Well, you know where I'm going tomorrow? I'm going to see Billy Crystal on Mr. Saturday Night. So
wow.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh.
Huh?
Did he
I
offer
saw the movie.
You,
I'm good.
Did he offer you tickets, Michael?
I'd rather not get into how I got the tickets or got them from.
I'd like to, because I'd like to.
You wait online and purchase them like a human being.
Here's what I would like. I would like Billy to invite me to the show, and right. I'd like to go to the show, and I'd like to go backstage and take a picture with Mr. Billy Crystal. He's an icon. He's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would try to toast a bagel in his dressing room, and he likes it, you know, untoasted.
He had a much better bagel than you, so don't worry. Him and I are fine.
You know what? I'll tell you how the show is.
No, that should be good. I'm kidding around. I love the movie. And
never seen the movie.
Spectacular. Movie came out, what, Michael? 80, maybe 91?
No, I didn't.
I'm going to go with 91.
19. Sorry.
The movie Hard Bodies, 1984. I got that right.
Let's hear earlier when Dan Lebatard was asked if he would go to Michael Kay's funeral.
Dan, would you attend Michael Kay's funeral?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one.
God, I talked to him quite a bit. No, I would not.
Wow. You got some calls to make today, my friend.
Apology tour.
See, it sounded like he wasn't going to anybody's funeral.
He said he was going to go to Mitch Albom's.
Well, maybe they're closer. I mean, not everybody loves you, Michael, the same as they love other people. I mean, he's a friend of yours. But he's got to get on a plane, fly to New York.
Listen, when I finally expire, I expect it to be a big event.
Of course. You don't think it's going to be a big event? It's going to be a who's who. It's going to be like your wedding at Jace.
Friends of mine that live in California should be getting in their planes and fly here.
Listen, what it says to me is that he doesn't, in the eyes of Dan, the center stage book just has nothing on Tuesdays with Maury. That's what this is about.
That's what, you know what? And Tuesdays with Maury sold a lot more.
That is correct.
That became a movie. But Center Stage, see, did it backwards. Was a TV show before it became
right.
A movie.
Right.
And I've heard from the through the grapevine that it is now available in
paperback. I have it up right here if you're watching on Yes. It's a beautiful paperback. And if you already bought the hardcover, have this because this is lighter and easy to tote around.
Now, let's say, for sake of argument, Dan Le Batard decided to retire to Des Moines.
Right.
And that's where he passes away.
I would go. Well, now I would not after this.
No, but you said you would not go. You'd send the flowers or condolences to the family. You're not going. You're not flying to Des Moines for Dan Le Batard's wedding. Stop it.
Wedding?
Funeral. Stop it. Stop
he didn't
it.
Even invite me to his wedding.
Well, then why are you surprised?
Wait, did you invite him to your wedding?
I believe not.
So that's it. That's
well,
done.
I'm sorry. We topped out at 301. I couldn't invite
right.
anymore.
301.
So
wow.
You expect, so he was not invited to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest day of your life. And the last day of your life. Listen, the contract says you have to say that it was the greatest day of your life. So you expect him to now fly from Miami to New York to go to your funeral?
Yeah.
No. No.
I mean, but listen, this is all for moot, all right? Because you look at Dan, he's not nearly in the shape I am. We're not going to have to worry about him coming to mine.
So real quick, now... As a result of him saying he wouldn't go to your funeral, you're now killing the guy off.
I mean, if you know one of the sports apps took bets, I think he would be favored.
What this would? Is, can you come up with terrible. What the clever New York Post headline would be for Le Batard's death?
I know mine would be "See ya."
Of course, we've talked about that many times, and we know Don's would be "K-Show co-host dead."
Yes. My name might not be mentioned in the article.
It might. Michael
Detroit,
K. Was...
The Yonkers will be.
All right, you think about
tweet
that, Michael.
Tweet that! Print yeah. that!
We'll get back to you. The big
How
news
about
that...
Dan becomes dust?
Dan becomes... Why?
Well, you become dust.
But what, you're just playing on the D's?
Yeah, alliterative.
I
Dan
wanted...
Lebedead.
No, that's not good.
I just can't believe that now Michael's rooting for him to die sooner.
Well, I'm not rooting. I'm just prognosticating.
I know, but you always want to be right with your prognostication.
I do.
It's really hard to think of a good Le Batard post headline. I'm going to keep working on that all week.
The funny thing
he
is, he's not invited. If my funeral was on a day, the greatest day of your life. He's not leaving the Yankee game to go to my funeral.
Wait a second. I would get to your funeral even if it was a Yankee game.
Not a day game.
Listen,
no,
most
I would get to
no.
the funeral. First of all. The games aren't going to last all day.
Don, real quick, what time's the funeral?
Well, I mean, you don't have a funeral at night. I'm not a vampire.
Yeah, so, but you have the viewing like from 10 to 12 like 5 to 7.
Right.
I would blow off the show.
All right, but here's the thing. No, normally what we do now, it seems like, it's like just instead of doing the two, it's just like 4 to 8. All right?
Oh, I'm
so
good.
Yankees, Red Sox.
Right.
105.
Right? Wednesday, Friday night game. Saturday day game.
Right.
And you know it's going to work. It's going to be 4 to 8 viewing on Friday.
All right.
You can't go because it's a night game.
No. I would go from 4 to 6.
It's cutting
Browning,
a little close.
It's probably going to be a Browning Frechet, which is in Hawthorne, not far from, from the bridge. All right. But he doesn't go there. And then, obviously, the funerals are usually like 11.
I'll be
and
there.
The Yankee game will be at 1. He's not showing.
You're
up.
Not me.
Oh,
he'll send an elaborate flower display.
I will go. First of all, I don't think Nancy's going to be very chatty when at the funeral. She's just not. She's not that type.
Now, real quick. With Gentiles, it's required that you go to the viewing and the funeral?
No. I honestly, we're saying funeral, but I'm assuming wake. Funeral is usually reserved for really close relatives and friends.
I'm there.
The wake is just everybody just happens to swing by.
It's one of the most disgusting traditions in human history. Let's sit somewhere and look at a dead body for 2 hours.
It's
a money grab.
Listen, you know what I don't tell you guys? I don't say this very often. The Jews, we got it right when it came to funeral. Just admit it. The Jews, we don't do any viewing, no open casket, no expensive coffin, and the funeral's like a day after the death. No waiting.
Yeah, you end up burying dead people sometimes.
No,
you mean live people.
It happens. But it's a risk you have to take because you'd rather do that than wait two weeks.
It's worth it. You know, you got to break a few eggs when you make a really good
offer. Now, listen, it's a bummer if you're the one person who's accidentally buried alive, but for everyone else. Now, real quick, can we hear that drop one more time from Don referring to funerals? Is interesting.
He was not invited to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest day of your life.
Yeah. Oh, that's really the Michael. Oh, I didn't
I mean, it was a stressful day. I mean, being married to Jody is the greatest thing, but the wedding, the greatest day of your life, I'll pass.
Come on.
I like that take. It's a hot take from Michael, but I like it. Let's go to the big story from the day during the show, unrelated to football, which we'll get into in 1 second.
Can I stop you for 1 second, Peter?
Please.
Rick DiPietro wants to know, San Francisco Giants game, does Nancy show up at Don's funeral?
Correct. That is the best question ever asked by Rick DiPietro.
Here's what she would at least ask. Do you know how the TV montage of the photos?
Mm-hmm.
She would probably ask, can the Giant game be on that TV?
Right.
Instead of the montage of photos.
Please go on, Peter.
So we learned during the game, John Heyman tweeting that Trevor Bauer, a 324-game suspension. If you haven't done the math on that, divide it by two. Carry the three. 160. Yep, that's two full regular seasons, the suspension. Are you surprised? I mean, Michael, listen, we don't know, obviously, what the investigation found, but obviously it found something pretty damning. Are you surprised to learn today that it's a 2-year suspension for Trevor Bauer?
It seems like it's a lot. Again, but the stuff that he's accused of doing, which didn't register to the point that he was charged with anything, upset people in baseball enough that it falls under the assault, you know, sexual assault, and they're going to suspend him. The thing that I am surprised, you've essentially ended his career. Don mentioned this earlier. Or it's going to be very tough for him to come back because everybody keeps texting me, friends of mine that are baseball, well, does this include time served? No, because the time served, he got paid. So you can't say it's a suspension if he got paid. The 2 years starts today, but he's going to fight it.
No, but here's, again, we can't get into a lot of the details on what happened. But what it kind of falls into is, was his act criminal?
Well,
but
the judicial system said no.
Right. But in what it admitted to happen, in which he did apologize for, albeit not criminal, was not very good and not something that I think Major League Baseball wants their players to do in a behavior that is acceptable. And that's what I think they're punishing him for. Because it might not have been criminal because I guess there was consent. Or I guess that's the argument of whether to prove that there wasn't consent. But, Michael, what are you doing? I mean, that behavior is reprehensible, even if it's not criminal per se. Come on, really? Does Major League Baseball want their players to do that? So
I'll make a prediction, though, Don. I think that he said he's going to appeal it. I don't think it will stay at 2 years. And I think that baseball did the right thing. We always say that. Give the max that you feel, and then if it gets cut down because of an appeal, it's not your fault. It's the arbitrator's fault. You did it. You did what you think is right, but it can't legally stand because there is an arbitration way to go about it.
It'll be interesting.
Somebody just it was Shining Wizards. Kevin came up with the New York Post headline.
Oh, for Lebatard?
Yeah, Graveyard Lebatard.
Huh.
How about Graveyard for Lebatard? That'd be better. Lebatard. God, it got dark. It got so dark.
It's tough. Let's perk things up just a bit. We mentioned briefly the Suns game last night. The unbelievable performance by Chris Paul. 14 for 14 from the floor. 4 for 4 from the line. That means 18 for 18 overall. All time. The most made field goals and free throws without a miss in a game.
Holy crap.
There are three people to be better than Chris Paul was last night, and one who was as good. I'll give you a hundred crispy dollar bill, a crispy $100 bill, if you will, if you guys with one guess can name one of the players who did it.
Well, I'm just going to go with somebody that probably was a center that got their shots off of layups and dunks. So I'll go Wilt.
But then doesn't that mess you up with the foul shots?
That's right. You'd be wrong, Don.
How about Steve Nash?
No. So
Ed Hospodar.
18 total shots, field goals and free throws, perfect. In 2010, Pau Gasol did the same thing.
Okay. Is Dame Lillard in there?
No.
Dame Edna?
In 1991, Buck Williams did it. With
Buck
19.
Williams.
Right. 19.
I might have been at that game.
Yeah.
I might have been covering it.
Back when he did Jersey.
If you were a real journalist, you'd remember, Michael. In 1989, the Chuckster, Sir Charles,
really?
Did it. Wow. Yeah, 19. And the great Kelly Trepiuka in 1987.
Michael, that's a list. That's an eclectic list of basketball players.
Only Chris Paul did it in the playoffs, though. Amazing work by Andrew Gundling to pull that list, by the way.
That's a good pull, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew's in a good mood because the Sixers won.
Big.
No doubt about it.
Well, and he was chipper because initially Andrew thought we were going to be getting off at 6, and when he found out we were getting at 7, he was just so happy to work an extra hour. That's the kind of professional he is.
I know, we all feel the same way.
We all do. And Andrew actually volunteered to stay till 8 o'clock and do a live IG stream.
All I'll say is that everybody had the equal reaction. And the appropriate one.
All right, because when you promise something, you don't want to take it away.
Let's go to the draft again.
God hates me.
If you haven't heard it yet, here is the phone call. Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh welcoming Sauce Gardner to the Jets.
Swaggy Sauce Gardner. How you doing, brother? Joe Douglas.
I'm great, man. Blessed to be here, man.
Hey, man. You ready to join the family?
Hey, man. I just want to thank y'all, man. If this happened at 4, man, I'm gonna be the highest draft in Cincinnati history, man.
Well, here it is. Let's do it.
Right,
hey, man, I'm going to turn you over to Coach Saleh. Hey, man, right, congrats, man. Welcome to the family.
Appreciate
it. Congratulations, brother.
Hey, man.
Hey, we're excited. We sweated for about 15 minutes, but you were always
don't let it go
man.
To Woody. Stop it. Stop the sound.
From one Detroit kid to another, we're going to have a hell of a time out here turning this thing.
And just want
to congratulate you and your family. Enjoy this. I'm going to pass you on to our owner.
No. Peter, stop it.
No, we stopped. No Woody. No Woody.
Hi.
I got to tell you, though.
He got to speak to two of them.
Yeah.
Woody and Christopher.
Oh, really?
Oh, the whole thing is cringeworthy. I mean, really?
Oh, then now I wish you played it.
No, you don't.
Well, by the way, that was the longest cut in the history of ENN.
You're saying he got all the Johnson he could handle is what you're saying.
He got two Johnsons, and I think he got the nanny that's helping to raise the Johnson kids.
Excuse me.
We're going to
put
everybody.
We're going to put Maureen on the line.
She's from Austria.
Hey, Sauce, welcome. We're so excited for you, John Jets.
That's not right.
And the then nanny.
Here's our butler, Jeeves.
Right.
Sauce, we're so delighted that you'll be joining the Johnson family here in New Jersey. Welcome.
The Jets parking lot attendant, Steve, is also here as well.
Hey, we can't wait to get you here, Sauce. I got to tell you, I got your spot all picked out.
Here's the maid that works at one of our mansions. This is the five-floor mansion on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. This is Cody.
Oh, God, it goes on and on.
Yeah, and then Bob Wischusen gets on, talks for 3 straight hours, and then Marty goes on and says hi.
By the way, this
is Sauce. Welcome.
We're so excited for you, Sauce. So, in fact, we're going to patch in on three-way. Jet superfan Ira is going to welcome you as well.
What in the world?
And look who's
doing?
Back. Listen, Sauce, he's been here. Here's Fireman Ed. He's going to talk with you for a while.
Ed,
oh, it's so cringeworthy.
You.
They're talking over each other. The kid doesn't want to talk to Woody Johnson. He wants to see a name on his chest.
I'll tell you what, though. You got to love the tone from Joe and Robert, though. They were great. Don, I'll tell you what. I enjoy these little behind-the-scenes calls.
No, those were great. I love that. But then, yeah, you're handing them down.
Let's go. Marty Lyons, and then Bob interrupts him.
I'm Marty Lyons.
Where's that drop? Who is this, please?
Who am I speaking to, please?
Who am I speaking?
Who's this?
Me? Who, me?
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
That was Sauce's reaction.
What would happen, like, if he said, like, he did a Don. So, Sala goes, I'm gonna give you the owner. And he goes, no, I'm good. And he just hangs up. Would they not sign him? No, I'm good.
No, man.
Now, guys, we don't get this every day.
What, laughter?
We've been having so much fun. We're going to continue ENN on the other side.
Wow. Yeah,
we got a lot
to do. You
know
what? It's worth it, I think. It's a good choice.
We got more from the draft, a lot more to get to. So let's hang tight. We'll do more ENN next right here on the K Show on 98.7. And yes.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't know if you've seen this, Peter, but Maureen, the Austrian nanny, people want her to be a regular guest on the show.
Maybe we'll see. Maybe she'll review Sauce's games, you know. Maureen's game tape review. Hey, Sauce, welcome! Well, Maureen watches the All 22.
That could be a new show.
That could really be something. Now, yeah. Let's... Speaking of the draft, let's hear from Mel Kiper Jr., who was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg earlier and said the Jets won night one of the draft.
Mel, did the Jets win the night?
No question, because they solved need. What do you say, corner, edge, wide receiver? I mean, that's what we had, the corner and maybe center running back. They could get that today, tomorrow, right? The positional need areas were filled. The value where they got these guys was there. Drake London was taken, right? He was the bigger receiver, and Wilson plays bigger. You know, he's under 6 feet, but he's a leaper. He's got great body control. He's got long arms. He plays bigger than he is. So he plays like a 6'4 receiver. So to me, Sauce, length, Wilson with the long arms, could plays taller, and then you get your Jermaine Johnson, who's got he has bend, and he had the total tackles of second on the team, which I really like the hustle that he plays with. So it'll be interesting to see whose career is better, guys, Thibodeau or Jermaine Johnson. We'll be following that very closely.
Do you have bend, Peter? I never asked you that.
Do I have bend?
Yeah.
Lots.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Now, last night was a big night for wide receivers. First of all, so many. I don't know if I remember more wide receivers drafted ever in a first round. It seemed like everyone was trying to go score themselves a wide receiver. And then, of course, there were wide receivers on the move. Now, we know the Jets got a special one in Garrett Wilson from Ohio State, who also went to Travis High School in Austin, Texas, the same high school as Baker Mayfield.
He also went to camp in Yonkers.
Is that true?
No, I saw it on Wikipedia.
Then it has to be true. The oily hips. But A.J. Brown, mid-draft, traded from the Titans, that's right, to the Eagles, where he signed a brand-new four-year, $100 million contract with the Eagles. $57 million guaranteed. So the Titans then received the 18th overall pick, which they used on Arkansas wide receiver Treylon Burks. So, very interesting stuff here. Andrew, were you surprised?
Well, I know that they wanted a wide receiver, but it's still, when you see your team actually go out and do it like that, yeah. Yeah, it was surprising.
How do you feel about $100 million? 57 guaranteed.
Well, they're paying their quarterback nothing, so this is kind of the time to do it. I mean, Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick, so he's not really making much money. So they were able to do it, and it's great for them because now they've got a great receiving core, really good tight end, a great offensive line. So now what they don't know is the quarterback, but you've given him everything now. So at the end of the season, you know, there won't be excuses. They'll know.
Every team's dream is to have a non-first-round quarterback make it big.
Yep.
Russell Wilson, Tom Brady. I mean, you don't have to worry about anything for 5 years while they make nothing.
Now, A.J. Brown was not the only wide receiver on the move last night.
Talk to me.
The best, second best maybe nickname in football now after Sauce Gardner, Marquise Hollywood Brown, traded from the Ravens to Arizona. Arizona sent Baltimore the 23rd overall pick in the draft. And the Cardinals also got the 100th pick in the draft with Hollywood Brown. The move reunites Hollywood Brown and Kyler Murray, who played together at Oklahoma in 2017 and 2018. So you know, you wonder how much did Arizona want to do that to make Kyler happy?
I'm sure it was a reach out to make him happy, but, you know, Baltimore did it, and it sure as heck didn't make Lamar Jackson happy.
No, what a beautiful segue. Lamar Jackson, his response simply, WTF.
Washington team football.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's not what you want if you're Lamar Jackson.
I know social media puts so much power in players' hands, but to have them commenting in real time on stuff that you're doing, for him to do that, it probably incensed the Ravens, but he's the one guy who's not signing a contract, so they can't get mad at him. They got to play nice. He can say whatever he wants.
Well, and also, that means, think about what that WTF means, though, guys. That means they're not having conversations with him?
They've tried. He just keeps putting them off. And so, you know what? He's actually playing the game and winning, because the longer he waits and doesn't get hurt, his price just keeps going up, because the highest paid quarterback is the last quarterback that becomes a free agent, or the most recent one. That's just the way it works. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be better than Aaron Rodgers. You just have to sign your contract after him.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, quote,
look at this. Can you imagine? I mean, we're doing this blind here. I'm just segueing for you.
Yeah, you're fantastic. It was a little surprising with Devontae. Obviously, when I made my decision, I was still thinking he was going to come back, he said to Pat McAfee. So,
also, Shailene Woodley broke up with him again.
That's tough. So he thought he'd have Devontae and Shailene. He has neither. Not what you want.
Another cold, lonely winter in Green Bay.
I don't get naked when I enjoy sports.
Sure. Guys, there have been rumblings for quite some time that Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell could ask for a trade if the team continues to flounder in the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell was asked about his future in Utah.
I'm answering the same question. My goal and my opportunity, my mindset is to win, you know, and like I said, right now, I'm not really looking at that. You know, I answered Sarah's question, you know, and you could take that. But for me, like, I just want to win, yo. Like, this hurts. And, you know, like I said, I'll think about it in a week and kind of go from there. But right now, Tim, like, I'm not really thinking about any of that. To be completely honest with you, I'm not, you know, and I had said that during the year, like, you know, I'm just not thinking about that, you know.
98-96, Jazz closed out by Luka Doncic and the Mavs. They had a golden opportunity to win the game. Bogdanović had a wide open three at the buzzer. He missed it. Jazz eliminated. So
that's Jeff Van Gundy's pick to click. The Mavericks going to the finals.
Yeah. He said Dallas-Boston, right?
Dallas-Boston, yep.
God, Boston has become such a sexy pick, it's almost scaring me. Everyone's on Boston. I mean, let's all slow down. Let's all slow down. One day
at a time. By the way, did you see Stephen A. just unload on Kyrie Irving today?
Again?
Oh, my God, because Kyrie Irving went off on the media on this Twitter screed yesterday. Stephen A. just tore him apart on First Take. Tore him apart. You don't want to work. You don't want to work hard. You want to get paid and not work.
Is Kyrie even on Twitter? Or do you mean Instagram?
It was one of the social media platforms. Oh, no. Sorry.
What's on Twitter? Yeah, I see it. A lot of these media... Oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh, wow. He has a lot of tweets here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He was proficient.
When I see my name or my brother / sister's names getting spun through the media, I refer to all my research about who they are. Their job is to control public perception, all while profiting off discussing, discrediting, and disrespecting people's lives for entertainment. I send shots at the puppet masters, not the puppets. All puppets do is run around society trying to gain popularity and state opinions. What a life. My name is worth billions to these media corporations. My brothers and sisters who deal with this know exactly what I mean. When you become free mentally and spiritually, there's not much this twisted, racist society can surprise you with. My ancestors left behind all of the wisdom and truth for their agenda to be exposed. When you know exactly who they are, they can't hide from their filth. A lot of these media corporations make their money by degrading Black/African/Indigenous community heroes. They thrive off of it and then sell it back to us by having a hand-selected person or group of people spark controversy about them for the world to see. Just watch all of the people who wake up every day and report about the people's lives on TV and social media and then profit off of them. Then they justify their jobs by saying they get paid to say how they feel. LOL, it's like these people live in a fantasy. The part that I really am struggle with the most is I don't have a problem, you guys know me, with attacking corporations and pointing out the racism of this country. I have no issue with that, of course. But like, dude, just can you make yourself more of a martyr, bro? You play basketball, all right?
See,
and you get to talk. You have a platform. Don't act like you're having your character assassinated, like you're one of the great political heroes of our time. As far as I've heard, Kyrie is a nice dude, clearly a smart guy, and I think his intentions are often really good. But, dude, can you not make it out that you have been a social political hero of the last decade? You didn't want to get the shot, okay? You didn't want to get it. A lot of people didn't want to get it. And guess what? They didn't still earn $25 million last year. Relax, bro.
The thing that got me, he wants to diminish what we do. All right, and that's fine. You know, in the realm of the world, okay, what do? We talk about sports. And we always say that. We're in the toy store. But what do? You shoot an
orange ball into a
round hoop.
You're not solving
cancer.
No, and not only that, hold on. He also is profiting from these same evil corporations.
Right.
I got news for you.
He gets paid as much as he does because ESPN and TNT pay an awful lot of money to televise the NBA.
I'm sorry. You think that if you just played in a gymnasium without these evil corporate empires showing your games, you'd be rich? Come on. Let's just all be realistic about the roles everyone plays. I get it. The media can be annoying. The sports media. Let's be specific, too. The sports media can be annoying and difficult in your life because you're an athlete and we cover you and it's challenging because we want to talk about you and create topics. I get it. I totally get it. There are days when I'm sure it's really irritating. But the laziness of blindly tossing it all together. And does Kyrie know the people he's getting in bed with when he talks about the evil media? Are those really the people you want to be in bed with, Kyrie?
Like, and also, the guy who has picked him apart the most, and he always has good points to make, is Stephen A. Smith. Is Stephen A. Smith racist toward Kyrie?
Well, he said Stephen A. Smith's not racist. He said Stephen A. Smith is a puppet.
So that, he's carrying the water of the racist people who pay him.
Correct.
Gotcha. And you shoot a little orange ball into a round hoop. Okay. You're not exactly changing the world.
None of us do anything that special, bro.
Right. We're not doctors. We're not scientists.
Of us were the frontline workers during the pandemic.
We're all pawns. You're right. And so are you. You are too. You don't think you are, but you are.
A richer pawn, a very well-to-do pawn, who's fantastic at basketball. But, bro, let's just settle down. God, that threw me off.
I know.
You see how worked up I got?
It was a good screed, though, by you.
The only thing I can do now to wrap up BNN is to listen to earlier in the program when Michael didn't know where the Yankees were playing baseball.
I actually got to go over and check out the Chiefs and see Andy Reid and meet some of their guys, so that was a lot of fun, too.
What, they're in Toronto?
No, we're in Kansas City.
Hey, Sauce, welcome! And also when Don confused Sauce Gardner by saying that he was from Yonkers when he's really from Detroit.
You were born in Yonkers. Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Wow. And my favorite part is, you can't forget, he went on to say that yesterday was the first, this is the first time he's ever been in New York.
Not yesterday, when he made the trip here.
He made his trip here last week.
Yeah, so Don was completely off. It's an embarrassment.
That will do it for ENN on this Friday, April 29th.
It's amazing. Three of us do 4 hours of live radio every Monday through Friday, and Peter is the one who gets out of this alive. It's amazing.
We still have one more segment.
Nah, you'll usually pipe down the last segment. We'll take phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Kayla Greca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.